This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. authorities say they have no intention of easing their maximum pressure campaign against Iran, even as evidence suggests the regime in Tehran is lashing out in increasingly dangerous ways. But U.S. officials also cautioned they are not looking to start a war. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Christopher Hill tells the Associated Press tensions between the U.S. and Iran has created a dangerous situation.
I think it's a pretty dangerous situation. There's certainly a lot of room for miscalculation. I think the president had in mind that he would get the Iranians into a position where they wanted to talk to him. He would get some improvement on the JCPOA, the Iran deal. But I don't think the Iranians want to play along with that. So now we have a question of how to calm this thing down.
Hill said he hopes the U.S. gets some backing from its allies before it takes the situation any farther. President Trump formally launching his 2020 reelection campaign Tuesday night by portraying himself as the solution to Democrats he claims are out to destroy the country.
Our radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it. Not acceptable. It's not going to happen.
Two dozen Democrats are competing for their party's nomination to take on Trump in November of 2020. Many of the top Democrats lead Trump in opinion polls in battleground states. Trump says his internal polling shows him doing very well. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The House Judiciary Committee will review, or interview rather, former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks behind closed doors today. The first time lawmakers will hear from a person linked to the president's inner circle since the release of the special counsel Robert Mueller's report. Still, it's unclear how much new information Hicks will provide. She already cooperated extensively with Mueller's probe, and a White House lawyer who will be in the room for the interview is expected to try and block her from answering certain questions. The panel also has subpoenaed Hicks for documents, but she has only partially complied. She agreed to provide some information from her work on Trump's campaign, according to the Judiciary panel, but none from her time at the White House. The Trump administration is close to completing one of its biggest rollbacks of environmental rules, replacing a landmark effort by the Obama administration that sought to wean the nation off coal-fired power plants and their climate-damaging pollution. The final Trump administration replacement rule, expected as soon as this week, instead would give individual states wide discretion to decide whether to require limited efficiency upgrades at individual coal-fired power plants. The European Union on Tuesday calling on its members to accelerate efforts to meet the 2030 climate goals. A review showed them on track to meet their overall emissions reduction goal, but falling short of other specific targets. As EU leaders debate whether to target going carbon neutral by 2050, at a summit later this week, the audit showed the 28-nation bloc on track to meet its headline pledge of cutting emissions by 40% by 2030. UN negotiators and several UN nations are pushing for the bloc to show leadership ahead of global climate talks by increasing its goals. The United States said Tuesday is seeking a comprehensive peace agreement with the Taliban that would cover counterterrorism, assurances, withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan, intra-Afghan talks, define a political settlement to the war, and a permanent ceasefire. The chief U.S. peace negotiator says the Taliban accepts the framework of the agreement. The adversaries in the 17-year Afghan war are expected to meet in Qatar the next few days for a crucial round of peace talks. And former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, the country's first democratically elected head of state, who was later ousted from power, was buried on Tuesday, a day after collapsing inside a Cairo courthouse. He died of an apparent heart attack. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.